Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest, and don't you cry no more.
Hi, this is Shane Norman with the Judge Talfourd Band. You're listening to Lee Williams.
Once I rose above the noise and confusion, just to get a glimpse beyond this illusion. I was soaring ever higher, but I flew too high. Though my eyes could see, I still was a blind man. Though my mind could think, I still was a madman. Hear the voices when I'm dreaming, and I can hear them say, carry on my masquerading as a man of reason. My charade is the event of the season. And if I claim to be a wise man, it surely means that I don't know. On a stormy sea of moving emotion, tossed about him like a ship on the ocean. I set a course for winds of fortune, but I hear the voices say, carry on my cry no
welcome, Shane, to the program. I mean, the last time we spoke was on the telephone, so it's nice to meet you in the flesh, so to speak. And yes, that beard is big.
Yes, it is. You could get lost in there if you wanted to.
Well, you've had some, since we last spoke, you had such great success with Carry On My Wayward Son, 5-6 weeks at the top of the charts.
Yes, sir. We were blown away. We didn't expect that at all, but it sure was nice.
So how many's in the band?
We have 5 right now. Myself, Daniel Mason is playing the banjo. Michael Williams, they're both here with me.
Say hello.
Hello. Hello.
And we have Michelle Bailey. She's on the fiddle. And Jesse Turner playing guitar.
Well, you've got a new single coming out the 1st of March. Mm-hmm. And which is, I'll let you tell me what it is.
It is Midnight Rider. It was originally an Allman Brothers song, so we kind of sped it up a little bit and put our own twist on it, but hopefully everybody will like it.
Well, what's nice about you is a bit like the old days of Hazy Dixie. I know that you did all AC/DC rock stuff, but you're doing pop songs, which are big memories for everybody, and you're giving it a bluegrass twist. I mean, that's all you do. You don't actually do bluegrass songs.
We do occasionally. We all cut our teeth in bluegrass, of course, and we will pick a we may take something like Sweet Home Alabama and mix it with like a banjo instrumental or something like that, you know, an old bluegrass tune. We still enter some of that into our show and stuff. But, yeah, we, We like bluegrass too, that's for sure.
Well, I'm sure you do, and I'm sure you can play some really good bluegrass song. But so, what was the decision that made you decide to do it this way?
Well, you know, a lot of times we don't play it like bluegrass festivals. So if we're in a place that's more, you know, just your average walk of life people that really don't know anything about bluegrass, they're not going to know where, you know, if you're doing a traditional bluegrass song or something, they're not going to know what you're, you know, they're not going to be able to relate to it. But so we figured we would just take popular songs from, you know, that everybody knows and try to put our own little twist on them and, you know, see.
I can imagine seeing you in a gig with the audience just jumping up and down and singing the words because they know them.
Yeah,
it's great.
Yeah, it's cool, you know, because we like to do it to where it's recognizable but not exactly like the original. You know, we don't want to do that because it's kind of hard to top any of this music we're doing right now in the original way. But yeah, people seem to like it everywhere we go.
Yeah, because I didn't realize you had this other album which you sent me a copy, which is obviously the first one of this. But you got four albums now.
I think we've got four total. Well, we've got one almost ready to release and three other ones before that one. But yeah, we've got a gospel one, and then the one before the last one we released is kind of along the same lines of what we're doing now, you know, the sound that we have now. So it's, maybe we can release a song or two off of it for long.
Oh yeah, how long? You just do a great version of that. I mean, it's always been one of my favorite songs.
That was a good one. Sometimes, you know, I did it on Facebook yesterday. I asked people what they'd like to hear us play, you know, and that's where we get a lot of suggestions, is from just our friends and stuff, you know. Well, why don't you play this song, or, you know, and that's where a lot of this stuff comes from. So
I couldn't believe what you did to Uptown Funk.
I couldn't either, you know. No, we did that one pretty much on a dare, you know. Somebody asked us if we thought we could do it, and we was like, I don't know, give us a little while, and that's what we came up with. So like it or not, I don't know, that's what it is.
Let's hit that ice cold Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one's for them country girls and funcher girls, straight masterpieces, styling, wilding, living it up in the city. I got Chucks on with Saint Laurent.
I gotta kiss myself.
Oh, so pretty. Too hot,
hot damn.
Call the police and the fireman. Too hot,
hot damn.
Make a drink and wanna retire, man. Too hot,
hot damn.
Say my name, you wonder who I am. Too hot,
hot damn.
Am I bad mouthed and money breaking down? Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Wait a minute. Fill my cup, put some liquor in it. Take a sip, sign the check. Billy Bob, get your stretch. Right to Harlem, Hollywood, Jackson, Mississippi. We're gonna show up, we're gonna show out. Smoother than a fresh jar skipping. A too hot,
hot day.
Call the police and the fireman. Too hot,
hot day.
Make a drink and want to retire, man. Too hot,
hot day.
Girl, say my name, you wonder who I am.
Continually think and search for new songs that you can change to your style?
Yeah, it's pretty much we're constantly, you know, Michael will call me on the phone, hey, what about this song? And go look it up on YouTube or whatever, you know, and we're constantly batting things around, seeing what'll work and what won't, you know. But, yeah.
Well, we're not going to hear anything from One Direction or anything like that, are we?
I don't think so.
No Bieber.
No Bieber?
No Bieber. Maybe, I don't know. We'll see. It's been suggested
never
before.
Never say never.
So whereabouts you based?
We're based out of a little town called Huntland, Tennessee. That's where I live. But most of these guys are from Alabama, Daniel and Jesse and Michael. But Michelle lives in Utah right now, so they kind of she's kind of on
a
the
bit
other
far.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a drive, but we try to make it work best we can.
And because you're a farmer by day, aren't you?
Well, yeah, I'm on a farm.
To get other people to do it.
No, it's not a lot.
Actually, work. He just
moves the cows from time to time. Yeah.
You know, some mornings I wake up and there'll be 10 cows and you know out in the front, and I'll put them back. But that's about it.
So how often are you playing over here?
Well, it's been kind of slow, you know, through the winter. We're just now getting picked back up. We've got one tomorrow night and down in Alabama and down at the end of the month at Port St. Lucie, Florida. We got 10 days down there.
So, warm weather.
Yeah, probably be too warm for me.
All right.
I get to sweating easy. Big fella.
Yeah,
we've got a show with Neil McCoy May the 11th, is that right? I think so, May the 11th.
I mean, he's one of those acts that nobody wants to follow because he's right. Just such an entertainer.
Right, and luckily, you know, we get to open. So.
That's great.
Yeah.
So you can say, follow that,
yeah,
Neil.
There you go. Yeah, we were told one time he heard our version of Uptown Funk. I don't know if that was true or not, but we're going to play that one and see how he likes it. I don't know.
he'll enjoy that. So where do you do your recording?
The last one we did at Cook's Sound Studio, Jeff Cook from Alabama Studio down in Fort Payne, Alabama. He kind of took us under his wing and, you know, produced the album and everything. He's been real good to us. Can't beat him.
Great. Yeah, he called me a few weeks ago thanking me for helping make a hit record for you.
Yeah, he's always in our corner, you know. He's a good cheerleader for sure.
Plans for the rest of this year? Get this album out?
Get the album out, hopefully, and book as many shows as we can. Just, you know, try to get it out there.
We'll work on England for you.
Yes.
New single out the 1st of March.
Yes.
And just announce it, and then we'll say goodbye.
Y'all look for our new single, Midnight Rider, in March.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Shane Norman with the Judge Talford Band. You're listening to Lee Williams.